الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. صدق الله العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, what I intend basing my talk upon, and from this very ayat also, this ayat was revealed in Arafat, in the Hajj al-Wada, the time of Hajj of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Translation of the ayat, we all generally know that on this day Allah says, I have perfected your religion for you. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. In my very special favor, I have completed it and I have given it. And what is that? وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامُ دِينًا. That I have given you Islam as your religion. Islam is your way of life. That is what I want to discuss. But this was revealed in Arafat, in the Hajjatul Wada of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are in the days of Hajj, in Dhul Qa'dah. We are always, almost every day, hearing of Hajj is going. And we should, our hearts should be also attached to Makkah Sharif, to Medina Sharif. Perhaps we are not going this year, but the thought should be there. Like any person, whatever he cherishes in his life. Like for example, there's a wedding in the family, and close family, and we really want to go, but we are ill, we couldn't go. Our thoughts will be there all the time. So just like that, what Hajj, every year, and the occasion of Hajj comes, and the Hajjis are going, though we perhaps not going, it's not practical, everyone goes every year, and it's not required also, but at least our thoughts should be there. We should pursue that, that the people are making tawaf, making ziyarah, making salatu salam on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we should make dua for our hands. Allah, that they have a safe journey, safe Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it fully and make it most beneficial for them, for the whole Ummah, Hajis, and even those who go for Umrah are like the ambassadors of Islam for their countries, for their towns. And they should make dua there in turn for their towns, for their country, for the world. It's a great, great occasion. That is one. And alhamdulillah, every Friday we are having talks, Jummah, and talks will be given about this, about Hajj more in detail. Then another aspect that we should be also paired up with is very soon are the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, and they have got great, great virtue. Inshallah, talks will be given about that also. Just very quickly, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are no days in which Allah does his ibadah more than the first 10 days of the Hajj. So we should be aware, and we should try and make Allah's ibadah during those days. And the ibadah is very subtle, which Allah does very greatly. Of course, our five times of us, that is always with Jamaat, and that is a stopping. Then the particular ibadah of the first 10 days of the Hajj is the third kalima, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. We all know it. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all of the anbiya used to read this in these days. So while we walking, while we are sitting free any time, driving, let it be on our time. And also the fourth kalima, la ilaha illallah, وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيد الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. That also is the last. So let us try reading as much as possible. And of course today is the day of Jumu'ah, and it's one of the special ibadahs of the day of Jumu'ah is to increase in devotion. Not just to eat usually, but in our home, every day we should eat. And everyone comes in at least 3 virtually. Of this 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening. So much we all can do. And just the shortest Durur Sharif, which the Sahaba used to read, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So every morning make it a point after Fajr that I must read my 10 Durus. More we should do. But this, so that is very that every Muslim, we all should try to do that. Every night after Fajr, after Isha, 10 times Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we should try and do it more in fact. And Juma even more. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshaAllah. So 3 things I mentioned. One was the Hajj, that our hearts be in Makkah and Medina at this time. The other was the 10 days of Zulhijjah and the Qur'an. Very important. Talks will be given in detail about that, but we should bear ourselves for that. And then the ibadat of Durood Sharif on Friday, then that is the story of Shri. This ayat of Kareema, Allah Ta'ala says, today that was in Arafat. And the ulama write in Mufassireen that Nabi Salaam stayed in the world after that only for about 83 days. And after this ayat was revealed, no other ayat was revealed of any law of Allah, encouragement, etc. That was revealed, but no law was revealed. So their deen was completed, Allah completed. In fact, the Sahaba, they became very sad in a sense when they heard this ayat. That means the mission of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is completed now, so Allah will take it from you. And the left hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we cannot imagine. And he felt very sad now that it's and in Ajah Rasulullah, that when Allah's help will come in the opening, and the people will enter into Islam into huge numbers. This also those Sahaba who actually understood that this is a call that your mission is complete. And you will be preserved by your mission. Anyway, Allah Ta'ala says, Al Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deena. I've completed your deen. What is deen? We are normally will translate it as religion. Israel. And in fact, the non-believers want us to accept it only as religion, that it is religion. And for that, for example, a group of youngsters are playing soccer, for example. Now namaz, prayer time comes. So Muslims players, they are conscious of their name, they will pray, for example. If they are Christian players also, perhaps they will go to the church. If they are Hindus, they will go to the temple. If they are Jews, they will go to the synagogue. So this is what they want us to understand. That our religion is that you pray your way. And let the Christians pray their way, let the Jews pray their way, and let the Hindus, everyone prays their way. So that is not the complete meaning of deen. Deen is a way of life. Your complete way of life is deen. So Allah says, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum, I have completed your way of life that you have planned. How we must eat? We are not left free to eat as we want. What we must eat? We are not left free to eat what we want. When must you eat? We are not left free to eat when we want. Our clothing, these are not part of me. We cannot wear the clothes we want to. We have to see what we understand. We cannot wear any type of clothing. When we sleep, maybe we cannot just sleep when we want to. If it's namaz time, fajr time, we are commanded to be up to make our bed. All that, our work, your way of life, your work also does not break the laws of Allah. If you must say, you mustn't steal from your job, time you mustn't steal, money you mustn't steal, anything. You are not there, sir, because our workers, we cannot just do it by the law of the country.
Islam has taught us, pay the world this prophet, pray him on that. Pray him the prophet that has taught us to
that is the way of that.
So this Sunday says, I have completed your own way of that.
A child gets born,
a Muslim child is a completed way. When the child is born, another child is the one way,
the beer in the other year,
on the seventh day, again the child is great, but this comes, so there is a definite way.
When we die, there is a definite way.
We know the Muslim, etc., Jannah,
Faridin, Muslim, Pakistan,
all that. So a complete way of life, and this is a complete way of life.
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم
ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. What is that way of life? It is Islam.
That what the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with.
And please remember this words, that which Nabi or Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, that is that Islam.
Not what we make out of it today.
Not what I think that this should be done this way or that way. But that way of life which is perfect and complete,
which will give us 100% success,
happiness, peace of mind, contentment of heart, everything in this world. See?
For example,
when a child is born,
one sunnah is to make tahni.
That is, you have a date, chewing,
preferably by a class who you think is a pious person.
And then you put a piece on the pelt of the child. And you move your finger around in his mouth.
Today scientists have discovered
that just because it's sweet and the child likes it, it strengthens the muscles of the jaws, of all the jaw muscles of the mouth. And this death right technique must be done as soon as the child is born.
Now when it drinks milk, now its muscles are strengthened.
So every sunnah one part, it's not only a part of deen, it's our way of life. If we practice on every sunnah,
we will see that how much it will benefit us. So
it is a complete way of life. This is that Islam which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam brought us.
And Allah refers to that, وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نَعْمَتِي.
I've completed my ni'mat and my favor. I have given you a perfect way of life. Your life is also what, if you live that life properly.
And also, the Fuqaha, the Hakims have said that till the age of 40, you must look after your health also very much. After that, the damage is done if you didn't look after.
And most of us are not conscious of this
till the age of 40. After that, the damage is done.
Then it's very difficult. If Allah wishes, then again we can come right away.
But till 40, and those are the times
when we are totally unmindful of our health.
And also our deen. If you want to have a good deen in your old age,
by the age of 40, you must bring all this in your life.
For example, our nafil namazes, our tahajjud,
our concentration in namaz, guarding our diet, praises, our thoughts.
Then you will see that how deen will come in your life and the benefits of it.
But very sadly,
our whole setup is such that till the age of 40, we are not worried about the whole deen.
When we come to perhaps 50, 60, then we become little conscious.
But by then the damage is done.
May Allah give us coffee to bring up our children properly, and we also try to learn as much as possible.
For this, I just want to give a few examples, because by examples we understand very easily. Though we don't encourage and we don't like the idea of Coca-Cola,
and the message of part of it is something else, I'm not discussing that.
I'm giving an example. If you have a bottle of Coca-Cola, but you got black vinegar from it. The name is written Coca-Cola.
But what you got inside? Black vinegar.
Now if you present it to your guests, and they drink it, they pour it from the bottle, and they drink it, they become very upset what you
think of food matters or what.
So just like that, Islam is, just the name Islam is not enough.
What is going inside is important.
My name is Muhammad, Yusuf, Ismail, Fatima, Aisha,
whatever my name. The name is not enough.
What is inside?
That is important. So let us understand that just in the name of Islam,
and whether it's modern Islam,
whether we call it old-fashioned Islam, or whatever else,
but the Islam which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought,
the Islam which Allah says, I chosen that way for life for us,
that name must be there,
and it must be from inside us.
So that we should think for ourselves. Another one little example, I just want to give a few examples inshallah. Somebody comes for help, and this will happen with many of us. They brought Zamzam water for us. But the person who presented it to the Imam sahab,
the Imam of our state,
he felt that Zamzam in a castle lager water,
beer water,
he cleaned it pure, and he washed it thoroughly,
not 3 times, not 7 times, 20 times he washed it. And then he pours Zamzam.
And he gives it to the Imam sahab.
And somebody opens the Imam's fridge. And he says, Kasa Lager water.
He says, Manana, what is this here?
You tell me Zamzam, but Kasa Lager water?
How can you have that a beer can or a beer bottle?
So though it is awfully like that, inside is Zamzam, but you can't put it in a bottle like that.
So our Islam also we call Islam. Many of us say, my Islam is in my heart.
But your outside is of the non-believers.
The outside, our way.
So we have to bring that also according to Islam.
It's not just enough that we are happy that Islam is in my heart.
I don't have to show the world that I'm a Muslim. My Islam is in my heart. My happiness is between me and Allah. The example is like that.
That we want Islam, that pure deen, which is
our heart. We know, we believe.
But our outside, we can't have a castle like the bottle
or anything else. It must be a problem.
Similarly, if somebody brings
dates, khajur of Medina, we all prize it, we are very happy.
But he wraps it in that newspaper
which has got the filthy efforts of this filthy woman who serves. And he puts it in there and gives it to Maulana.
I brought the khajur dates of Medina.
Dates are young. But the newspaper and which pages you read, very, very, very.
So that is the same thing, that we got the love of Zamzam,
we got the love of Medina Sharif, the love of Khatib, but we can't tell it to you.
So just like that, our Islam
and that gave us, most of us by birth, or even who reverted, they accepted Islam.
Islam is in the heart.
But now, give Islam a proper covenant.
Today we know to what extent we go when we give a present.
Before it was just to wrap it up and leave it,
or just in a plastic packet, but now you make a nice parcel, and that's also not enough. Gift
wrap, we have a better one for all. That is also not enough.
Then the gift bag we have,
and how expensive are those gifts that we have to put it in there.
So the Islam we want to present to Allah,
put it also in a beautiful. And that is the level which Allah says, I perfected it. And that is what Allah loves.
When we send a janazah,
we don't put a suit and tie. We are sending it
as the guest of Allah, the best clothes,
which is resembled the clothes the Muslim should wear in his life.
Which is called the kurta, the top part, the izar, the bottom part.
We should have that. May Allah give us tawfiq.
Today, our condition has come. Like a person who wanted, again, it's not a ruling, it's an example. A person wanted a lion tattooed on his arm, wherever.
That is haram, so it's not permissible.
But it's just an example.
So when he went, the person was doing the tattooing, he pricked his needle, he pains, he charmed. He said, very soft.
He said, what you make it?
He said, I'm making your lion. What you make of the lion? The pain. He said, you can't have a lion without the pain. So it's too painful, so I don't make the thing.
So he said, okay.
So he pricked him again. Again he pricked pain, jumped again. What do you make it up here?
He said, it's too painful, you can't have a lion with one ear.
Then the other thing, he said, you can't have a lion without ears.
So like that, if everything is so painful for us, what lion will you have?
our need to get our cooperation is too painful for us.
To live as Muslims, our identity
is too painful for us. Then what Islam is going to be then? Everything we find it too hard
in these days, you can't do this.
The segregation of the sexes on various occasions, no, it's too hard,
we can do without it.
Is there a Muslim who says that if I don't keep a beard, I'm not a Muslim? Is there a Muslim?
But then I don't wear a kufiya,
a topi. Who says I'm not a Muslim? I am a Muslim still. But everything we're going to start subtracting,
where are we going to land up?
So that is we have to try and bring these things. It is difficult, but make the effort.
Then we will get it into us.
A person got married, a young man,
and just after he got married,
he bought a pair of trousers. They were too long. So he told his wife, new wife, won't you cut my trousers? And make it shorter, so it's of proper size.
She said,
can't you stand busy? Can't you see my hands are full of the flour, the milk, and dough, and
your old mother, she
does nothing as it is the whole day, just shouting at me, let her.
So he went to his mother. Mother said, whole life I'm doing your work.
Now you married, no, I must do your work. He said, I think you also don't want to do it.
He went to his sister. Sister also told him the same thing.
I was doing, now you married your wife. But the same responded,
he went in sleep.
He hung his trouser up on a hook and he sat there.
The mother thought, my son is so good to me.
And after this one small job that we do it. So she came, she cut the trouser and she hung it.
Wife didn't know. She said,
first thing my husband asked me, she came, she took the trouser, she cut it, made it small.
Sister came, she, now here the nikah,
made it small.
So if we also going to cut our Islam, this nikah. We had a walima, and to separate the man and woman, no, we can't manage,
we can't Islam there.
And today, focus, we can't.
We have to have a problem. So that is the ruling of Islam.
TV, all these things on the
cell phone, whatever is coming, that also, we can't do a lot of it. So we cut it also. What Islam is going to be that way? So that Islam we need, which will be a great Islam.
I hope I could have explained my point,
usually with examples of examples. And one last point, my time is up, that where we find the weakness in us, don't justify. Admit my weakness. And make dua to Allah.
Ya Allah, forgive me.
But to try and change Islam, if a person is getting married and bought a pair of shoes, they are too tight for too a bit short, a bit small. He's not going to chop his toes off. So then the shoe fits.
So like that, we can't chop Islam to fit
modern times. Islam is the most modern religion. No religion that is in the world after Islam. That is the perfect religion.
So we're not going to change Islam
in order for the times to fit Islam. No, we will have to change the times to fit Islam.
Let us have that spirit.
And if we have that spirit, we can bring it in the world. So each one of us,
we shouldn't feel offended. And where we can't practice,
accept our mistake. But don't justify, don't try and change Islam for that sake.
Bring the true Islam which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came
and bring it into us. When Nabi was on the way,
he shall accept us to live as true Muslims
and most important to die as true Muslims. That's another big story out there. It's not a simple thing, it's a big thing that we are guided to be with us for our
Allah.